Rick, you were going to tell me a little bit about the message in the bottle and your good friends 40 years ago and a promise made.
Well, you have to understand that you're only as good as your word, okay? Mm-hmm. When you die, something comes along called the Great Leveler. And it doesn't matter once you're dead whether you've got $1 million or you don't have any money, or whether you have 25 motorcycles or 50 cars or 10 houses or whatever. It doesn't matter. You only have two things when you're left: your reputation and your memories. And then when you die, you only have one thing left, which was your reputation. And it doesn't matter whether you are Stephen Harper or Queen Elizabeth or the Pope or George Bush or any of the movie stars or a bum on the street, the King of Spain or Rick Harding. When the Great Leveler comes along, we are all on the same level. We're laying there gasping for our last breath of air. And promises to yourself, and you have to make promises to other people, and you have to keep them because you're only as good as your word. In 1967, a real good friend of mine by the name of Wayne Copeland and I got the bright idea in April of 67 that we were going to go to Ireland. So time marches on. It's July 10th, 1967. Wayne Copeland and I had been hitchhiking north of Coleraine, and we were heading up towards a couple of little beautiful little seaside towns called Port Stewart and Port Rush. And we came across this magnificent castle right on the side of the Irish Ocean. And we went down and mucked around in there and crawled out on a little bank and looked over the edge and went into the castle and walked around there. So we spent a real enjoyable afternoon there, wandering around this magnificent castle right on the edge of the Irish Ocean. There was no guardhouse, no gatehouse, no nothing. We're laying there on our backs looking up at the sky, seagulls screeching over top, the sound of the surf about 200 feet below us, right on the edge of a cliff looking down over the castle. And Wayne said to me, "Boy, it'd be nice to come back here again and do this sometime." And I said, "Well, why don't we do that?" And he said, "Yeah, okay." And I said, "Let's make a promise to ourselves that we're going to come back here and do this again." And he said, "Sure, when do you want to do that?" And I said, "How about 40 years? And he said, "Okay." So we looked around, and I found a beer bottle, and we pulled out a coin and a tie clip and a couple of little pieces of paper, and we wrote out a little list of things that we were going to accomplish between now and when we came back in 40 years to pick up the bottle. Okay. Wayne sold cars at that point. And he said, "Well, I'll probably just be still selling old cars." And I said, "Well, I'm going to make a whole bunch of predictions. One, I'm going to be working for a company that pays me big money to go around the world and take photographs. I'm not going to work indoors. I'm going to try and gain about 20 pounds. I'm never going to get married. I think a gallon of gas in 2007 is going to be a dollar. And I think the average house in Lindsay, which is now sitting at $12,000, will be about $80,000 or $100,000. I wrote all this down, and Wayne wrote down that he would probably be just still selling cars. Mm-hmm. So around 19, we kept talking about it year after year, and Wayne gets married and loses a wife and gets married again, and I get married and I have children, and on, time marches on, and life happens, and we end up starting making plans to be there on the 10th of July, 1967, to retrieve the bottle. And what we had done is we had taken this bottle, put the little note in it, put a coin in it, put a little tie clip in it, and we didn't have anything to plug it, so I took one of my socks off and cut it in strips and stuck it down in the bottle as much as I could. And then we stuck the bottle way back inside a hole in the side of the cliff and put about 5 or 6 stones so that it wouldn't, water wouldn't get in it. We hop on a plane, fly to Ireland, rent a car,
drive out to the top end of Port Stewart, Port Rush, go to the castle, which, by the way, is called Dunluce Castle.
Right.
Fabulous castle, which now, 40 years later, is a tourist trap, okay? There's a big driveway going into it, and there's a kiosk, and there's a restaurant.
That's
horrible. And you can buy postcards of it and little miniature things and water globes that you turn it upside down. The snow is falling on Dunluce Castle and on and on and on. So we paid our admission, went down over to the side of the cliff. The grounds keep big signs saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't go here, don't go there. We hopped over the side of the cliff and looked down and went, holy Jesus, did we climb down that thing? You know, 40 years ago, 40 years ago it didn't mean anything. I just dangled myself over the edge until I found this hole in the wall in the cliff. And lowered myself down there about 6 or 7 feet, shaking like a hound shitting peach pits, because it was scary, okay? I wasn't laying on my back looking at seagulls at this point. I was hearing the surf crashing below me to a couple hundred feet. Reached in, found the rocks, found the bottle, brought the bottle out, opened up the note, and it said in the note that it was July 10th, 1967, right on high noon. And we looked at our watch, and it was July 10th, 2007, right on high noon. We went back there, found the bottle, and opened it up 40 years to the day, to the minute. We retrieved the bottle, and it's now sitting on my piano over there. And inside is still the little note about what I had forecast and whatever. And I was completely, the car dealer, Wayne, was completely right on everything that he had forecast, because the day that we left for Ireland in 2007, he sold an antique car that day, and I was completely wrong on everything. So the car dealer was right, and the guy that's in the business of forecasting was totally wrong, because I didn't gain 20 pounds, I gained 60. I don't have companies pay money to so I can take pictures all around the world. I pay big amounts of money so that I can go around the world and take pictures. I've been married twice. I have children. A gallon of gas is not a dollar, it's $4. And a house in Lindsay isn't 80,000, it's 160,000. I'm an office worker. My job doesn't take me outside, my job keeps me inside. I was wrong on every one of my forecasters. So how strange is that karma? But anyway, I made a promise to myself that I would go retrieve that bottle. And if you don't make promises to, if you don't keep promises to yourself, then how in hell can you keep promises to other people?
Exactly.
And that's the whole thing. You got to be good to yourself. And if you're good to yourself, you can be good to other people.